Sheboygan's Country V93 on Wednesdays. We touch base with the United Way. It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Confirmed.
I didn't forget this time. Last year, I forgot.
Yeah, well,
I totally forgot.
Well, when you came and knocked on the door, I was like, what the heck is Caitlin doing on? It's Wednesday. It is Wednesday. I haven't said Monday yet on the air, which is a miracle.
That's great.
There was a meme going around yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. I think a million people were sharing it that called yesterday the Sundayest feeling Tuesday of all time.
So did. It's true.
Yeah.
But all good.
So how's your holiday? Good?
Really good.
Yeah, awesome.
Didn't go pretty much anywhere.
Oh, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it right there. That's how you have a relaxing holiday.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, who do we have here this morning?
We've got Ruth Orozco from Lakeshore Cap. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing, Ruth? Welcome back.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So busy time of year for you guys, I'm sure.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, we are in the process of organizing the PIT, or the Point in Time Homeless Count.
Sure.
That will happen on the later on this month. So we are currently looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on the evening on the 23rd.
Okay, January.
January 23rd.
Okay.
Again, this year we're going to have two groups. So people have the option of either doing the homeless count during the night,
sure,
from starting at 11 to 2 in the morning, or an early morning shift on Thursday from 4 to 6 a.m.
Okay. And this is, do you do this twice a year or just once a year?
No, we do it twice a year.
Twice a year, right. And this is so important for the county in general and the city in general when it comes to funding.
Yes.
These are very important numbers to report.
Yes, exactly. Part of the data that we collect during that night, it goes to Congress, basically, to allocate resources for homelessness and, you know, all the grants that some of the organizations in the area receive.
And I know we talk about this when we have these conversations, mm-hmm, that it is not in Sheboygan. You're not going to see it like you see if you're walking around New York City or Chicago or Washington, D.C., where it's much more obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a problem locally, even though you might not see it, and that's why this is so important.
Exactly. Last summer, we identified 5 people.
Yeah.
One of them was willing to receive services, and we successfully placed him in housing.
That's going to feel good for you guys when you can really hit home like that.
Yes, it is.
And for more details, what kind of volunteers are you looking for? Do you need people yet? I'm sure you do.
Yes, yeah. We actually are on the lower side for volunteers.
Okay.
So
yeah,
they can go to our Facebook page. There's a link for them to sign through the Google Sheets.
Yeah, sure, right.
They can also contact the office at 920-803-6991.
Okay.
So we're just promoting that. We're also going to have a breakfast the following Thursday.
Nice.
For people that we might have missed or they might not wanted to talk to us during
the
night.
Sure.
So we're going to have it at the library.
Okay.
At the Roca Room from 9:30 to 11:30.
Okay.
So anybody that needs resources for housing or, you know, needs some help, they can stop by, have some food, some coffee, and there will be a couple of different agencies that will provide any information that the person might need.
Excellent. Again, January 23rd. Facebook is probably the easiest way to check it out. And the times again, I know they're weird times for a reason.
Yes, because we actually have to physically verify that the people are spending the night outside.
Sure, right.
So the night count starts at 11 p.m.
Yep.
to 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the morning shift starts at 4 a.m. to 6 a.m.
All right, perfect. Appreciate your time so much this morning.
Well, thank you
Good
for
luck.
Having me.
Yep.
Thanks.